Hello and welcome to Bittersweet Baking, a place where we talk to some of the best bakers in the industry and share real behind the scenes of running a successful baking business. I'm your host, Monika Kanin, and on this episode, we're talking to a spectacular baker from Annanagar in Chennai. She's quite famous for both her savory as well as sweet bakes. She's been featured heavily across the web and print. She's also one of the top 25 bakers in Chennai. If you love this episode and learn something new, take a screenshot, share your biggest learnings on Insta stories, tagging me at the Jugad Baker. Without much further ado, let's welcome our first ever guest, Samyukta Vail of Bake My Day. Hello, Samyukta, and thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Monika. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Okay. For our audience who don't know, Bake My Day turned 6 very recently, a few days or a few weeks ago, I guess.
1 week ago, yes.
Okay, great. Congrats, Sam.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And it's been, I think, a lot of it I owe to all my clients and all my followers. So I'd like to give them all a shout out here.
That's very sweet of you. And so you've started this business from scratch and you've mitigated through its ups and downs, and it's been running successfully for 6 years, which is like a really huge deal. How does that make you feel?
It's quite overwhelming, to be honest. Like when you actually like take a pause and think about it and say, oh, wow, it's been 6 years. It's like some days it feels like it's been so long that because physically and mentally this job is very demanding, so it does feel like it's been so long. At the same time, it's like, oh wow, 6 years just went by so quick and I didn't even realize. So yeah, it's well, bittersweet.
Did you guys do anything special to celebrate your 6th anniversary?
Yeah, for the 6th anniversary we did the Big 6 giveaway, where we gave away 1 kg of our most popular flavor of cake, that's the Belgian chocolate truffle. And the response was great. I think like over 200 people participated. I really wish we could have given out cake to everybody, but yeah, I still have a lot of things planned for the coming month. We're going to keep the celebrations going.
That's amazing. It's really nice to hear. At this point, I'd actually like to, you know, rewind a bit and go back to when you started baking. Like when someone asks you how you started baking, you say that your mom won a cooking contest and then she got an oven as the prize. Yeah. And that's how
so started baking. Even before that, actually, yeah. So my grandmom was into baking. So like right when I was born, so even when I was like 2 and 3, she would bake. And I just hang around in the kitchen. Like she'd just make me sit on the counter and then she'd be doing, like she'd make some cakes for tea time. And later when I was like around 4 is when I started helping her. And then my mom won that cooking contest where we got the first electric oven. Before that, we had that old gas type oven. And when we switched to the electric is when, like, I started, like, really getting into baking.
That is amazing. But how did that baking as a hobby turn into a full-fledged profession?
So this was, like, I think 2010. So I was in the 10th standard. And I started, by then I'd started experimenting on my own and trying new things. And I was on a quest to find the perfect brownie because I really liked brownies and I felt like we didn't have a good one anywhere. So I would try like so many different variations and I would give it to my friends in school. And one of my classmates liked it so much that she said, hey, you know what? I'll buy it from you. I said, no, what's wrong with you? It's just like cake. It's just brownie. Just you can take it. But she insisted that she would order it from me and take it. I think that was like my first order. But more and more people started asking me if I would do that for them. And my mom's friend was into catering at that time. And then she told me, why don't you supply brownies to her clients. Like, she would do the savory part and she wanted me to supply the brownies. And that's when I actually started selling it. Like, even the thought of selling it and making a business out of it, that's when it came into play.
That's really great. But now that you mentioned it, I think brownies were like the first thing that I baked. And I think that is also like, you know, the best thing for anyone to bake. Like, if you underbake it, it's ugly brownies. You overbake it, you can crumble it and use it as, you know.
Yeah, you can use it in ice cream.
It has so much chocolate, it's going to turn out good anyway.
True. And it's like a very beginner-friendly recipe. Like, it doesn't have too many complicated steps and stuff. So I think for like people who are starting out, it's a great place to begin.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what would you say is, like, you know, the most different part of baking commercially as opposed to baking as a hobby?
So when you bake as a hobby, you kind of have, like, you do what you want to do, right? Like, you do what you feel like baking. You get the time to experiment and try what you want to create, like, your flavors. But when it comes to commercially baking, a large part of it also depends on what customers want. Like, you may want to do something, but there's also a market demand for something else. So you have to learn to accommodate and do both.
And also another thing with baking as a hobby is it's very flexible. Like, you can bake if you're in a mood to, you can just chuck it and do it another day. So was it something that you struggled with in the beginning?
That happens now more than in the beginning. Because in the beginning, it was like super exciting to be doing something like this. But after 6 years and the number of orders having almost tripled in the last 2 years, and since I handle everything, it's really stressful. And compared to my hobby baking, which I used to do before, that was to de-stress. And now it's just like, baking is like quite stressful. I still enjoy it, but there is a lot of stress as well.
Physically demanding. And like, do you manage everything on your own or do you have a team?
Right now I don't have a team. I mean, I've never really hired anybody to work with me. So I have been doing this by myself. So, which is why it kind of gets a little taxing during peak seasons. Since I'll be handling the baking, the decorating, picking up calls, answering texts. So it's a bit chaotic, but yeah, we've got to manage it.
How do you stay on top of things? How do you manage everything?
I have this cake called Organized Chaos. And I think my life is also pretty much like the Organized Chaos. Like, it's a mess, but I know where everything is and what's going on. It still works.
That is great. And wow, it's amazing that you're managing everything by yourself.
It keeps me on my toes.
But also that since you're managing everything on your own, has it ever made you feel lonely or kind of got you kind of angry or something like that?
No, not really. I'm pretty comfortable working on my own. I've always, since I'm the only child, I think it's never really like bothered me. I've always learned to do things on my own, whether it was like, you know, like, even as a kid, I would play by myself. Like, I didn't need to have other people around. So the same goes for work, too. I'm pretty comfortable working by myself. So I don't feel that. But maybe, like, during peak seasons, it since you're trying to manage so many things, it does get a bit frustrating sometimes, especially, like, if something goes wrong and then you don't have anyone else to help, that's when it really takes a toll on you.
Oh, true. And especially if you're baking something and it comes out not good, that's really, you know, frustrating mentally and physically because you've put so much time and ingredients and it's gone waste. Yeah. Okay. So before this, you were actually a commerce student. And like you said, you were also either self-taught or you learned from, you know, your parents or your grandmother. But you also did your internship at ITC.
It was a summer internship in 2014. So I just finished my second year of college, and it was just a 1 month internship that I did.
Could you walk our audience through that internship and, you know, give a bit more details on like how you applied for it, or if there were any interviews or how you came to know about it?
The internship, usually hotels do not give out internships to students who are not from the pastry background. But since we knew somebody and I was already very much into baking, they were willing to take me as an unpaid intern. So it was just more for the experience of it. That's why it was only a 1 month thing. It was just in that small gap of summer holidays that we had between two college years. So when I went there, they saw some of my previous work. Like, I had already started Bake My Day part-time in 2014. So I had done a little bit of work, and they saw, they took a look at all my work, and then they said, okay, you can come intern with us. And at that time, the head chef there was a French chef, and his name was Chef Guillaume Bonetti. And so he was like my mentor there. And he was amazing and also very, very scary, like the chefs that you see on like Hell's Kitchen. I think that was quite like a very new experience to me, because I've never worked in a professional kitchen. And being there and seeing that, I thought, you know, what we see on TV is just like for show, but that really is how it is. You do learn a lot. Okay. They teach you so much, but it's also very demanding, where you walk in at 9 a.m. My shift was from 9 to 7, and the entire time from 9 to 7, you're not allowed to sit down. Like, you cannot sit at all. Lunch break would be
not
like
even for lunch.
15, 20 minutes. Yeah, so only that time you could sit down to eat lunch. But apart from that, when you're in the kitchen, you can't sit down. Yeah, but it was still so much fun, because I learned a lot. I learned so many things about kitchen etiquette, kitchen cleanliness, the food standards, food safety standards. So many things that you probably wouldn't have learned if you didn't work in a professional kitchen.
That's like the perk of working for your passion, or like no matter how taxing it is or how much you have to physically or mentally put
yes,
in effort.
Definitely. You still enjoy it no matter how difficult it is.
Yeah. And it's really great that you got a 1 month internship, because, you know, most places don't offer anything less than 6 months.
So this was it was a really good opportunity.
Coming to you being featured, mm-hmm. you've actually been featured quite a lot, you know, across newspapers, magazines, and other websites. So how does that happen? Do you like, you know, go apply somewhere, or do they approach you, or can you tell our audience more about that?
For features, I've never applied for anything. It's always been the newspaper or whichever magazine it is. They contact us saying that, hey, you know, we want to do a feature on Bake My Day. So that's how it's always been. We've never really done any like paid advertisements on newspapers or even on radio. I did one radio interview. They had called me and said, this was, I think, 2014 again, or 2015 probably. Yeah, I did one with Chennai Live. Okay. That was my first ever live radio interview. So I was really freaked out, but it went well. It was really nice.
Out of your features, there's one thing that I'd like to talk about you, and that is the Home Talented Unlimited with Rashmi Uday Singh. So could you walk our audience through that experience? Like, what happened there, and how was it?
Times of India has this session called the What's Hot Tasting Session, and they have it across many cities in India. And so basically what it's about is they pick out home chefs and home bakers who are trending in each city. And then Rashmi ma'am, she's a very famous author, and so she comes down to each city, and then she does a tasting session of all the products from these home bakers and home chefs. And this happened in ITC, and we were asked to showcase maybe like 3 or 4 of our signature items. And she came around tasting, and she spoke to each of us individually, asking us like what we do and why this is our signature. And she tried it and she gave us feedback. So that was what that session was about. And this was Times of India reached out to me, asking me if I wanted to be a part of it.
Talking about signature dishes, you have quite a few. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have the millionaire shortbreads. And so how do you come up with the signature dishes? How do you decide that this dish is going to be my signature dish?
The first factor would be, of course, like, I should think that it's a really top-notch product. How I usually go about putting stuff onto Bake My Day's menu is I'd make something and I'd adjust it a couple of times, and then I'd give it to my family. I think they're my biggest critique. Like, they would be like so harsh with their feedback because, like, well, they can't, they have the liberty to do that. So I give it to my parents. I live in a house where my grandparents live downstairs, and then my aunt's family's upstairs. So if I make a cake, it just disappears really quickly. But I also get feedback from them all. So we do that round, and then when I get exceptional feedback from them all, then I know that, you know, this has the potential to become a signature product. And then maybe I'll fine tune it a little more and put it out. And it's something that I have to really believe that is really, really good, because I'm also a very fussy eater. And then, of course, the second part would be how popular it is with the clients, right? The more popular it is, the more it becomes, they kind of associate it with your brand, and that's when it becomes a signature.
It's a really nice and well thought out answer. And okay, so has social media helped your business significantly, or do you get more orders, you know,
so
based on
the initial years, Instagram was not that big. So when I started baking, this was in 2000. Bake My Day started like professionally later on. I was in 2014, but even before that, I was baking, and that time it was all word of mouth. Instagram wasn't very popular at that point, and it was Facebook. So orders would come through Facebook, but it was mostly word of mouth. Then people in college would talk about it to their friends, and since our college was quite a huge crowd, the word spread in college, and then they told their friends, and then it just went on like that. But in recent years, definitely it's been social media. The reach has been incredible. Like, I think no other platform has been able to give that kind of reach like Instagram has.
That's really true. Like, so now do you spend like, you know, a significant amount of time or effort on social media promoting your business?
I try, because I'm doing everything myself. I don't have a lot of time to put into planning out my social media, but I try my best to at least keep the page active and keep people engaged. And recently I've been trying to make more of an effort and do more interesting things for the social media page.
But your page is quite active. I mean, I see stories and posts very often, and that's, it's really, you have like really nice pictures of your thing, of your things that you bake.
That's
it's
because
really
I think I also have like my mom and my friends constantly telling me like, hey, keep posting, because I think they have to keep reminding me or I'll just forget in all the baking that I'm doing. But I think I'm managing.
Yeah, but I don't know, somehow baking seems so much easier than, you know, actually posting and, you know, keeping
true,
an active
that is
presence
true,
on
because
social
like
media.
I think Social media requires a lot of, it's a very different kind of thinking that it involves. Like, you have to analyze so many different factors and see when to post, what kind of stuff people will be engaged in. You can't just post what you like. I mean, you can do that, but it should also be interesting to the people who are following you. So a lot of thought does go into that. And then you have to like take pictures, edit them, and then you have to put them up. So it is like a lot of work by itself. I definitely prefer baking to social media management.
Well, I do too. I thought I was the only person, but it's nice to know other people are out there like that. Okay. So what is one thing that you've learned from your previous profession, you know, from your commerce that helps you now?
From what I learned, so I didn't work anywhere else. So I've never had corporate experience. I did get a couple of job offers right out of college, but I never accepted. I mean, I was going to actually, and I declined like, I think 1 week before I was supposed to start work because I said, you know what, I'm just going to bake. So I don't have any corporate, actual corporate experience, but from what we've learned in college, of course, like marketing and a little bit of even the accounting and how to sort of, you know, calculate your profit and sales and all those basic things. Yeah, you did. I mean, we did learn it in college, and I even did an entrepreneurial studies class in college. So all those things also help.
Oh, that's really nice that, you know, you have these bits that are helping you now. This, we move on to the final segment of this episode, which is the rapid fire. I'll ask you a set of questions and you have to answer with the first word that comes to your mind.
All right, we're good to go.
Okay. Okay, who is one baker or pastry chef that you look up to?
In Chennai, it would be the Ma Baker, Aisha. And if it's abroad, then Dominique Ansel.
Amazing answers. What is one thing that you wish all clients understood?
That small businesses are mostly run by a single person who does everything, right from like baking your cakes to buying supplies and sending out deliveries and packing and answering calls and texts and taking down orders. So I wish they could be a little more patient with us while placing orders, because a lot of clients do get irritated when we take a little long to respond to them.
True, that's very true. And I think that had to be said. And okay, what is one question that you always get asked, but you absolutely hate it?
Are you making your own birthday cake? It's the absolute worst question. I mean, why would I make my own birthday cake? Why?
You make enough cakes throughout the year.
Yeah, I think it's my birthday is when other people should make me cake.
Exactly, yes. Okay, what is the most difficult thing in your job?
I would say managing everything as a single person is the biggest challenge. Some days, yes, it's very difficult, especially when there are a lot of orders. But at the same time, it's quite interesting because you learn all the aspects of a business instead of just handing it over to somebody else.
True. And if you had to use just one word to describe a baker's life, what would that be?
Sweet. Okay. Totally sweet.
Okay, well said. Okay. So with this, we come to the end of our podcast. And thank you so much for taking time. And thank you for being here and answering all the questions.
Thank you so much, Monica, for having me. And this is such a great initiative. So kudos to you for putting this together. And all the best for all the other episodes that are going to come out. I can't wait to listen to all of them.
Thank you.
So with this, we come to the end of our podcast. And thank you so much for taking time. And thank you for being here and answering all the questions.
Thank you so much, Monica, for having me. And this is such a great initiative. So kudos to you for putting this together. And all the best for all the other episodes that are going to come out. I can't wait to listen to all of them.
Thank you.